Blog Talk Radio.
To the show. Where else can you listen to Big Brother House Guests, Survivor Castaways, and the Amazing Racer Racers? That's
where?
Right, here at the Rad Reality Show.
Sorry. I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be.
Hey everyone, it's the Rad Reality Show. Tonight it's Thursday night, and we will be having an assortment of different subjects. So don't sit back and twiddle your thumbs. Turn off your television, you know, interact with us, and have fun tonight. I want you guys to call in though. Please participate. The show won't be good without your participation. 347-237-5506. Make sure you push the 1 because I'm not going to pick up unless you push the 1.
Hello again, everybody. Today is June 21st, 2012. And I'd like to say thanks for being here again with us on the Rad Reality Show. My name is Cherry Garcia, and I'll be your host tonight along with Mr. Paul from Minnesota. How are you doing tonight, Paul?
Very nice, Cherry.
I'm sitting here trying to be nice and perky,
Paul.
Although I'm having issues tonight, and my darn chat room won't open for me.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't be laughing, because it really takes away what you love to do, you know.
I know you love to laugh at me.
No. What I'm laughing at is I know how frustrating it is for you, and you just got to roll with the punches, I guess. And you came on so chipper and nice. And I just thought,
what
well
should I
done.
Do? Come on and go growl at everyone?
No, I'm teasing you. I love that you did that. I am just trying to keep it in an upbeat mood. So all the chatters, you do notice somebody missing in the chat room, and it's not going to be the same, but I'm just going to choose to believe that if you keep trying, Cherry, it's eventually going to open for you. I'm having good thoughts, okay?
It's not opening. I've tried a gazillion times, and it's not opening. It's sitting here. It says loading 0%.
Yeah.
Forever. And I've refreshed and I've refreshed. I've rebooted. I've done everything. And it's just not going to work for me tonight. I've never had this happen before, and I don't know what's going on, but it's just not working.
I know. I do know there were a few times that happened to Ron, and I know how frustrating it can be. But the show must go on, right?
That's right.
So, just to let you know, Cherry, we've got BB Boston, Brandon, Chi-Town, Seymour, Lola, Mr. Mac, who says he's going to be calling in, Minnesota Dreamer, Night Owl, and who's at the end of the alphabet normally? Phil.
Hey, Phil. Hi, everyone out there in the chat room that I can't see tonight. I'm so sorry I'm not in there with you guys. I miss you. I'm trying still. I'm doing my very best. I'm working my fingers off back here trying to get in, but it's just not letting me in tonight. And it's not fair that it's not letting me in.
I know. I tell you, I do know that some of these chats on websites and Blog Talk as well are powered by Flash, and I know that they update Flash a lot, and I was going to mention that to you, but you can't really spend the time to do that.
I just updated it this morning.
Oh, well, then go back to the old one.
Maybe that's the problem. I have no idea.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is that other phone number on the switchboard our friend from your neck of the woods? Just curious.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Hi there, girl. Hope you're having a good night. Yeah, I see you. I see you, Mr. M.
Let's bring him on up and say hi. Hi, Mr. Mac.
Hello, how's it going?
I'm doing great. Even though I'm having issues tonight, I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well, thanks.
That's good. Paul's having fun laughing at me. He's just having a blast over there. I've not heard him laugh this hard on a show in ages.
I'm sorry.
He loves laughing at me. He loves it when I have problems.
I thought I was going to be so low energy. I zonked out. I got a phone call. I basically fell asleep, napping kind of like, and my dad called me and woke me up, and he said, "How's everything?" And I go, "Fine." "Well, you don't sound fine." I said, I didn't want him to feel bad, you know, because, heck, it was just a couple hours ago. You know, don't feel bad about waking me up. I just, you know, so I told him I'd fallen asleep. He called to ask me if I would drive him down for his checkup down at Mayo in Rochester, and I certainly said yes, but I take a long time to wake up. I really do. And I thought, here comes the show, and I'm still kind of not all awake, and I'm not really energetic, and I'm really not feeling it, and this just, I don't know why. I hope it's not at your expense, Cherry, but I'm feeling pretty...
Of course it is.
You know what to say about karma, though, Paul?
I know, I got to stop. Thank you. Anyway, so... Cherry, I want to help you. You know that's part of my nature, but it's just I realize I really can't do anything right now. I can't imagine what it feels like for you, not being able to look in the chat.
Well, all I can say is that I hope it never happens to you, and I will not laugh at you like you have laughed at me if it ever does.
Oh, snap.
I'm not happy about it for you. Let me just
Yeah, I can
that.
Tell.
All right.
Let's bring up somebody that is my friend and talk to her. Miss Vicky, how are you doing, Vicky?
I'm doing good, Patty. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Hey, Vicky.
Good to hear your voice.
Hi, Paul.
Hi, Vicky. I think I'm just going to go in the corner right now. I think that's my best bet.
Is that where you're going to laugh at both of us? Because I can't get in the chat room neither.
So what happens when you try to get in the chat? Is it the same kind of loading thing, or?
Well, with mine, it looks as though it lets me in the chat, but then I can't see anything or type. But it lets me sign in. Like when I go to the sign in, then that processes. But then I just can't. I can't chat. So yeah, I don't know what's going on. I restarted or rebooted, however you say, but I haven't been able to get in for a while, like a couple months. That's why I always just call in.
Well, there's gotta be an answer, and I just don't, you know, at this point have anything that I could suggest, but I really am going to shut up now because I'm starting to really feel bad.
Be sure you don't have any type of pop-up blocker enabled because that'll kill it too.
No, I've not changed anything on my computer at all, and it's always worked just fine. I don't know what it could be that is not allowing me to get in this morning. The only thing I did was, as I said, I did update Flash this morning, and I don't know how to go back and
have to un-update it?
Yeah, go back to a previous
state?
Right. That's the only thing that I did this morning when I first turned my computer on. There was a Flash update. And other than that, I have not done anything.
I've got Flash, so now I'm up for a date, too. So
Lola in the chat room says she signs into Blog Talk, then she goes to Twitter to click on the show link. That's the only way I can get in lately. And Jen Frog, hi Jen. Jen Frog uses the Facebook to get in.
Yeah, that's how I used to always get in and go into Facebook. I would just go there and click on the link, and that brings me to the page, and then I can sign in the page and use my password, but then I just can't type in the chat.
See, Firefox saves some of my most visited sites at the top of my page, and I have three little chat boxes at the top that's all saved, and it's just like little microphones that says chat. And those are all from me going to this chat room so often. And if I click on any one of those, it will take me straight to our Blog Talk chat room. And I've clicked on all three of those, and it's still does the same thing as if I click on launch chat from our switchboard. It just sits there and says that it's launching the chat, loading the chat at 0%. So I'm sure people are getting sick of me sitting here talking about this chat thing now. So we'll just move along and talk about something else. And I'm very sorry that I can't get in the chat room and talk with everybody in there, but I miss you guys. And so what is everybody watching this week? Has everybody watched The Glass House?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And so what have you thought about it so far, Mr. Mack?
Well, the first 30 minutes of the show, of the premiere episode, were kind of like, eh, ho-hum. But the last 30 were pretty dramatic and pretty interesting, and I kind of had a mixed feeling about it. The first challenge, although it was looked pretty cool and everything, I thought it was kind of lacking as far as the wow factor. But you know, it's the first competition, and with Michael Sullivan, who used to do the challenge producer on Big Brother, I was expecting something pretty epic, but I was kind of...
I agree. I mean, we all used to hear the house guests get called out on talking to producer. You cannot talk about production. They always say, "Hey, Michael." We heard that all the time, and you would have expected more from him. I also thought. I can never remember the name of the producer now that was from Big Brother, but it's almost like he coached Alex into behaving much like Evil Dick did.
Alex was just on my last nerve. And, you know, people had told me that Alex was voted to be the villain, but then when I watched back, he actually made the suggestion himself, and
right.
Then people voted. And I was like, I see. This guy wanted this whole persona. This guy suggested this persona. This is what this guy wanted to do. He was itching to do this. You know, this is, you know.
It's like he wanted to do it, and then he just, it's like he was just asking America, is it okay? Like,
right.
Will you vote for me to do this?
Right. Will you give me permission? You know, will you?
Right. And as soon as America voted yes, I'm like, oh my gosh, it was so horrible to everyone in the house. Mostly the women, though.
I agree with you, Cherry. He really wanted to do it, even though he asked. He wanted to do it. Hey, face it, we're reality show fans. We watch all these reality shows. Who are the people that you remember from those shows?
Well, that's true, but when you go in like he did, and I don't know, there's something about the way he handled things that just rubbed me the wrong way. But let me tell you, I loved Evil Dick. I thought he was, during his season, I thought he was the best player that ever hit Big Brother. And so I love a villain. Don't get me wrong. It's not like I'm not one of those that loves a good villain. But this guy just didn't, in my eyes, didn't handle it properly. You know, I don't know what it is. He has that all-American good boy look, and he just is trying too hard or something. I don't know.
Hard too fast.
Yes.
It's like he wasn't an equal villain to everyone like Evil Dick was. This guy picks who he wants to be a villain to. He's more mean to the women than he is to the guys. And he's mean to one person at a time. He doesn't treat them as a group like Evil Dick did.
And he's mean to, like you say, to certain people, to the women and to the older guys, and
right.
Then you know he's all goody two shoes to the few younger guys that he wants to be cool with.
And Dick,
you know?
Didn't come right out of the gate acting like
exactly.
This either. He waited a few weeks before he started in on people.
That's what I was going to mention, Mr. Mack. It developed over time with him. I mean, it built up to a point, you know, and Alex just, you know, flipped the switch and started treating people like, you know, it happened too fast, you know what I mean? Whereas with Dick, it kind of evolved.
Yeah, with Alex, it's kind of more personal attacks, too.
Well,
yeah, the comments he was making was just horrible, and I really think that I hope that America, you know, boots his butt and says, you know, we're done with him and lets him go and sends his butt home and lets him know that he's not America's anything but biggest fool, you know.
Right.
Well, I think I agree. I certainly didn't vote for him to come back, but as we all know, as a lot of people have pointed out, he's somebody that could spice that game up. You know, you tune in to watch the bad behavior. I mean, right now we've only seen one episode, and those of us that have actually watch the streams every day, it's very boring, and it's almost like he's the only one that could maybe come back in and get a little controversy going in that house. It's just too much kumbaya in there right now, in my opinion.
Right. Let's see what Joe has to say. Chi-Town Joe, you're joining us live on the Rad Reality Show. How are you?
I'm doing great. But can I say one thing first? So everybody knows I am not having a BB premiere party, because now at the last two shows I come on, I'm on the air with you, and Adam, our Baconator, you know, starts writing me, and he says Keith is coming to my party. So I said, what are you, nuts? I'm not having one. So I just want to make sure everybody knows that, okay?
Joe, I'll have to let you know, the other night I was on the phone with Jerry, and I brought up the Reality Nation webpage that they list the people having parties, and I go, oh, Joe's still on here.
Yeah, I know. I can't understand it.
Since you brought that up, Joe, I might as well make a quick little announcement here.
Good.
That I'm having a party in St. Louis.
Good.
I've rented a room.
Good.
And it's not a big room. We have seating for, the room holds 36, and I've already invited Vicky to join me and help me with the party. So we have basically 34 seats available, and it's a nice little room. It's at Smugalo's Pizza, and it's a very private room. It's totally shut off from the rest of the restaurant. There is a big screen TV wall mounted on each end of the room, so no matter which way you're sitting in the room, you'll see, you know, Big Brother. And they have a full restaurant menu of pizza, hamburgers, appetizers, hot wings, all of that, and a full bar. And I've paid for the room.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody will be able to come in, and they can order their own meals or drinks or whatever, and have separate tickets. Everybody is responsible for their own meals and drinks. And then we'll be having games and the swag and that kind of thing that we'll be giving out during the party. And we have the room for 3 hours.
Well,
so,
good. I'm so happy. Can I send Keith to you?
Sure, we'd love to have him. No, we're not going to have a great big party. 36 people tops is not a big party at all, but I think it'll give some of us people here in this area a chance to meet each other and enjoy the Big Brother premiere party, you know, together. I think it'll be fun to watch Big Brother all together and just get to meet each other. A lot of us do live in the same area, and we've never met. So I think it'll be fun to get to meet some Big Brother fans and watch the premiere together. So
I think it's a great idea. I think you're great for it. And put that money up, you know, me, I'm disabled, so I can't. in Chicago, it's hard, you know. These rooms were asking $500 a pop.
Wow.
Because they, you know, we couldn't figure out how many people were coming or not. And, you know, that was still with people buying their own drinks, you know.
Wow,
so,
that's a lot of money.
That was really hard. But it's so funny because it's, and now Adam's messaging me again. So it's like, he said, oh, okay. Now, I told him I was going on the air with you guys, so. But he's got Annie's coming in because she, by chance, and then he has Michelle from season 4. He's telling me she lives in Hoboken. He has Enzo, Alex. I know he has a lot of people coming to him. But he's actually looking to the end of the first show because he thinks he's going to be able to kind of drop back and be anonymous again and be himself. Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm sorry, Jen, and Crazy James is going to. The thing is that I told him the other day, I said, you're the, like we were saying on the air the other night. He was one of us, a fans fan, and he always talked to us. So he's never going to, you know, get away with it, you know. He's going to be one of those that are always in demand, you know.
Right.
So, but I'm glad for that. And they're going to put your name up there real quick. So maybe I can get, I'm going to have to call Chelsea. So, you know, there's no way. They got to take my name down. And I don't know. And I don't know how the hell Keith, he's never contacted me. So, but I think Adam said, just tell him there were a lot of women that were going to be there and he'd be there. So anyways, about the glass house. You know, I tend to agree with what everybody is saying. I didn't particularly like the first episode that aired, and how that Alex guy he took everything wrong. I think you know if you're going to be mean and stuff, you. Like you said, Evil Dick was great, you know, but the situation with Alex is he was horrendous, you know, what he was saying to some people in that house, especially the Mormon woman and that, and, you know, who knows.
He was just saying some horrible,
really
mean and nasty
dirty things. I mean, Evil Dick did that to Jen. He didn't do that to everybody, you know. He picked on Jen that year. But the thing is that I think watching them every day, I don't agree with you that much, Paul, because I like the idea of voting and being asked, you know. But some of the stuff is boring.
First of all, Jen wasn't the only one. He went after Amber, Jamaica. I mean, it was really not just too.
He had a different way of doing it than Alex, didn't you think?
What were you saying about the voting? I missed that part.
I like the voting on the feeds, even on the 1 hour ones. They keep you pretty interested. But the only one I didn't care about was that one guy that came in that was acting like who the hell was he?
Tom Cruise.
Yeah, Tom Cruise. He didn't even look like Tom Cruise, you know. And then everybody tried to do their impersonations.
This is something that just Lola just mentioned in the chat that I 100% agree with her. I have no idea who these people are yet. They, whatever they're doing for the feeds or even the first episode, Big Brother, one of the main things about watching Big Brother is getting to know the house guests.
100%.
I have a little inkling here or there. I've got more understanding of some of these people from reading some online blogs, like Stephanie. I mean, I have more understanding of where she's coming from only because her best friend had written a beautiful blog about it. But I don't know these people well enough, and they're really not giving us a good insight. They're just acting in front of the camera. They're on these feeds. Oh, I'm up. Which camera am I supposed to look at? I mean, come on.
Yeah, I know. I do agree with you on that, but it gives you a little more, and I think we're kind of spoiled by the feeds, the real feeds from Big Brother.
That's true.
You know, because like I was saying the other night, the later on it is, the more you learn about them, because they forget about the cameras when they open up. But they get a lot of liquor in that house, you know, much more than Big Brother. But a lot of people
have you
don't
noticed
drink.
That they're also edited?
Yes, they are.
They're owned by Disney.
Yeah.
And they're edited.
I know. It's like you're on the live feed and they bleep out stuff. Well, not bleep, but you know what I mean.
Bleeping, though, I like how they're doing their bleeping. I've always thought this, instead of them, blanking out the screen, as they always do, showing fish or whatever they do and throw up the music, just give us silence. Let us still see the video, you know?
Well, we can see the mouth, and we'll know what they're saying, you know?
Right.
That's true.
We're going to bring up another live one here on the air with us. And she is a live one. Miss Dina. You're live on the Red Reality Show.
Number one. Hello.
Hey, girl.
Did you see me push the number one?
I was going to say
a skunk, and y'all are going to put me on the air tonight, so you need to go ahead and put the disclaimer on.
Hi, Jody.
Here you go.
The views expressed by guests and callers into the Rad Reality Show are not necessarily the views of the host or the sponsors of the Rad Reality Show and are for entertainment purposes only. Some assembly may be required and batteries are not included.
Now, you know, usually our Thursday shows don't require that.
No.
Well, normally on Thursday nights, Dina ain't hammered at the beach. Hey, listen, guess where I went today, y'all?
Did you go to Lizard Lick?
I sure did.
Oh my God. Let's hear it.
MG is all I have to say. So we pulled up to the garage, and it's basically a car lot of all these repoed cars. I put it on Facebook, the picture of the garage, and it was half open. And I was like, well, is it half open or half closed? But we're going to get ready to find out. So I walked right up in there and put my little self underneath there and walked in, and they looked at me. Some guys turned around, and they looked at me, and they're like, well, can we help you? And I said, well, a lot of people think I need a lot of help, but I'm looking for Lizard Lick. They said, you're here, you idiot. So, but the cast members were not there. They will be back Friday. I have put in a good note. I did meet the mayor of Lizard Lick, North Carolina today. That was a hoot. And Lizard Lick on the ground, I swear to you not, I thought I was from East Tennessee and had seen cousins screwing cousins before, but this shit was unbelievable. They have Lizard Lick Opryland. And that's
Lizard
where they
Lick
get up.
Opryland.
That's where the good old boys sit up there and have a band. And I've they gave me a schedule, and so, yes, folks, I will go check this stuff out. It was absolutely fun. It was great people. They have a little gift shop down there, you know, for you to buy the videos and the T-shirts and everything like that. The place is covered in lizards. I mean, true lizards in these little aquariums all over the place, and it's really cool, and everybody inside there was just super nice and told us when the people would be back there, told me when Bobby would be back, and said, please come back and visit us. So we will most certainly make that an effort and try to get these folks on this air for those listeners out there that would like to talk to these people. They're super, super nice folks out there.
I see the Lizard Lick Garage. Hey, is that your vet?
No. Oh, no. That's Tony the Tiger.
Yes, it is.
And I had to go up and talk to somebody. I said, so what's the story about that car? And they said, well, that's been towed, you know, been repossessed. And I was like, oh, really? How much is it for sale? And they started laughing, and they said, what do you know about a Corvette? And I showed them the Corvette that I just wrecked yesterday, and I said, well, I'm looking to replace that. And they were like,
you wrecked your vet?
Yeah, well.
Yeah, well, you didn't wreck it, but it's pretty bad.
Dina.
I saw it.
Yeah.
What'd you do?
Put it like, I did absolutely nothing, but I was sitting at a stop.
Oh, my gosh.
Sitting at a stop sign, and a lady was driving a big Dodge truck, and she made a left-hand turn. Instead of making a left-hand turn, she drove on top of the vet.
I just saw a picture of it.
Oh, you didn't see it?
I just now saw it.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So let's get back to Tony the Tiger. That's more, that's happier story than what I'm going to have to deal with in my car.
How was, Dina, how was the yacht boat tonight?
Oh, my God.
I'm having way too much fun down there, Dina.
Oh, well, I'm saying that I'm going to have to put all this bar money up and come to St. Louis. I just heard that you're having a party.
Yes, I am. But it's just in a little tiny place. It's nothing like parties you having down there.
I know, but if they sell liquor, we can make it into a party like down here. So, listen, VH1 has a couple new reality shows that are coming up. I just saw them on the TV just a little bit earlier. So what else is going on in the world?
Waiting on Big Brother to start.
I know, I cannot wait. Boy, I'll tell you what, I was so
Three
hoping for Glass
tonight.
House. I cannot wait. I cannot wait. I am so disappointed in the Glass House.
Well, you're not
too.
Watching the feed, so then, right, Dina?
Well, not right now while I'm on the road, but I'm watching the blogs, and I'm finding out that this Alex, well, he's just being ruthless, and, you know, I understand $250,000 is very important to the world right now, but it's not enough like that to bring me down in the world.
Yeah, I don't know what his deal is, but, you know,
they
I don't think he's going
to. Oh, I'm sorry, Jerry.
He's not going to be, you know, he says, I want to be America's biggest, most known villain in the world. You know, he just wants to, you know, I don't know, he wants to come out of there being like bigger than Evil Dick and bigger than anybody has ever been a villain on any reality show ever in the whole wide world, and be like the superstar villain that, you know, people are going to put him on a pedestal and like bow down to him when he walks out of the house or something. And I don't know where his head is, but that's just not going to happen. You're not that good, dude. You know? He's just
I really hope. I was really hoping for something to come along, not to replace. Nothing can ever replace Big Brother. But I was hoping for just a change, a little bit of a change, and I'm real disappointed. I could barely stomach watching the whole episode, the first episode.
And that's just not a good sign at all when you can't even watch the first episode. So, and I could not agree more with Paul with his statement about we do not know these players. You know, Big Brother is really good about giving us tidbits about them before they get into the house. Just there was none of that. And from what I'm understanding, what little bits out there on the blogs is not necessarily the truth on some of these players. So I just feel like I've let down, and then I'm being lied to on top of it. And usually when that happens with me, I'm done with you.
Yeah, it's not authentic. And when something's not authentic, it comes through. And none of these people seem truly, I can't say none of them. I think a few of them are authentic, but the majority of them are not authentic. And it comes through, and...
Well, I think another thing, too, is the four-hour feed on Monday. Too much social media interaction.
Yeah.
Do it once.
Is that Tom?
That's
Mr. Mack.
Mr. Mack.
Oh, hi, Mr. Mack. How are you? I didn't even know you were on.
I'm doing fine, Dina. How are you doing?
Drunk as a skunk, but how the hell are you?
I'm doing great.
I'm having a big live party on here online because I can't see anybody in the chat room, so anybody that calls in, I'm just throwing them live on air.
Well, you just bring it on with your bad self. I'm sorry, Mr. Mack. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Okay, you got 4 hours of feeds, and you got so much interruption with the social media stuff. I could see doing one thing maybe at the top of the hour and then just let them, you know, and then do that and move on and let see some interaction. The best part of the feed the other night was the last 15 minutes when there's some actual, you know what, stirring going on in there. So that's what they need to do. They need to, the social media thing is cool, but I think they're just doing too much of it.
And it was constant.
They're smothering the shows what they're doing. That's my biggest complaint.
Yeah, they just didn't let up. And as soon as they were finished with one, they were throwing another one up. And, you know, telling the stories and things, that's all fine and good. But like you say, you know, I want to see them interact naturally. I don't want to see them have to answer, you know, certain questions constantly. I want to see them interact naturally with each other, and that's what the live feeds are all about, is us seeing them interact naturally with each other and how they are interacting when they're just living together and when they're just throwing them question after question to answer. We don't get to see how they're just interacting when they're just living, you know, their normal lives in the house. And to me, that's sort of taking away from what we really want to see, is how they're getting along and interacting with each other on a daily basis, living in the house together. And right now, I'm not even sure they're actually living together in the house all that, you know, for a full week at a time, because I've heard rumors that they're taken out of the house on weekends and put in a hotel.
Yes,
and I don't
know
if that's true or not. The rumors are out there. Nobody's been able to confirm or deny. And so I don't know. I can't say if that's completely true or not, but we don't see any live feeds from Thursday till Monday. So what happens to them from Thursday to Monday? Do they actually go into a hotel?
They did.
I don't know if those are true rumors or not either, Cherry. I it wouldn't surprise me if it is true. But you know what? We know, and somebody in the chat room says, when the cameras come on, they act a certain way. And I think that's definitely what's going on. What happens in the Big Brother house when we're watching the feeds is, and they all say this, when they first come in, they're more aware of the cameras, but after a while, they forget that they're even there. That's when we see the real people. And so all we get is an hour. They know the fans or viewers are coming on for that hour, and they all flip a switch and they act, you know, a certain way. I got a sense today that Irish Mike from Boston area is getting a little irritated, and I don't know who is irritating him, but I picked up a little bit there. But we can't see that because everything's staged right now, and it's really frustrating me.
It's in the court
paper.
Do
you think that's one of their biggest flaws? From Glass House, because if we would not be having this conversation about the majority of what we're discussing right now, if we had this 24-hour, 7-day feeds, bottom line.
We don't get 24/7 out of BBUK, but they have a pretty good couple shows every single night. So there's 2 hours worth of shows where they feed lots of clips from inside the house, and the producers pick interactions. They pick when people are having fights. They pick, things. So you get a better sense of those BBUK people, even though they don't have 24/7 feeds. But
I was going to mention that it's in the court papers that they said that they're not 24/7, but they're 24/5. So.
Oh. Okay.
Wow.
So. There's your weekend question.
So maybe those rumors are true.
Yeah,
maybe
I don't think
do
that's fair. Are you going
to
do your? I just wanted to ask you, Cherry. Are you going to do your roundtable show of Big Brother Night live from St. Louis?
I've yet to determine that. I have to find out if they have Wi-Fi and if I can do it from there.
Okay. I'm sorry to interrupt on that.
That's okay.
I was just trying to figure if I would come down to you. So. Because if Dina's going, I'm going.
Oh, wow.
She could watch me get drunk.
It'll be the other way around.
No.
Well, I can tell you, this is a very tiny little pizza place, and it closes at 10, and it's not going to be a big party. So I don't know if it's going to be worth traveling for.
That's okay. I'm taking it right on back over to your house, Big Mama. I just get started at 10.
and that's 10 our time. So.
Oh, that does give me an extra hour.
Yes, it does.
Oh, I like that idea. Well, I just think it's wonderful. And now I was really hoping for Glass House to really bust some balls over at CBS. It's not going to happen. So now my excitement is turning around to go right back to Big Brother. And I look at it this way. No matter – I was really negative in the last couple of shows and big gung-ho on the Glass House, but something dawned on me driving around in North Carolina – as much as I have been lately, that you know what, no matter the good or bad of the season, at the end of the season, do we not benefit from this show, from meeting the best friggin' people in Big Brother House, whether we love them or hate them as players, when they come out and they come back to real-life people? Adam,
absolutely.
Michelle Costa, Cowboy, LaJuan, people that, Shelly, that come to our shows and give us an extra 5 minutes. Are we going to get that from the Glass House?
Probably not.
Yet to be seen.
You know, the reality of the reality show is our true fans that we are on Big Brother is going to come back, and we're going to meet some more exciting players, and we'll have new friends and say bring it back.
That's what I said about, the Glass House all along, is I don't think, no matter how great the Glass House is or isn't, I don't think Glass House is going to take away any fans from Big Brother. Big Brother has the most loyal fans of any show out there, ever, period, end of discussion. Their fans are loyal to the bone, and if the Glass House had been one of the best shows on TV, the moment Big Brother started, Big Brother fans are going to switch over to Big Brother, and that's
absolutely
it. Even though they may still watch a Glass House, but they're going to switch over to Big Brother, and they're not going to give up any of their Big Brother time. That's just the way it is. Big Brother fans are loyal to the bone to Big Brother. And so whether Glass House is great or it's a dud, Big Brother fans are not going anywhere.
I think they may be putting it on
in the year.
They should put it on in the wintertime when they're, and, you know, kind of bridge the gap, so to speak.
That's probably the best idea I've heard in a long time, because if they would have done that, they probably would have had a lot more fan base, you know, to follow them, because there is no Big Brother in the winter, and we're all sitting here, you know, wishing it was something,
I don't know if anybody else saw the specifics or whatever, but I did see a tweet or something that they had pretty dismal ratings for the Glass House. Was that true? Did anybody see those? Or?
Yeah, I did too. I think a really lame show beat them out. The night.
What, The Choice? No.
Yeah, I think it was.
Oh my gosh.
Let's talk a little bit about Big Brother and some of the rumors and this type of thing. First thing that I'm curious, did everybody read that CBS news release?
Yes.
That was spoofing
yes,
ABC shows. I read that to Jerry. I read the whole thing on the telephone to her. It was, if you did see it, look for it. It says they're going to start a new show called Dancing on the Stars.
Yes.
And it was saying that they would have all these not-so-star type of people, you know. And that's what I always think when they announce Dancing with the Stars. I go, who's that? Who's that? Who's that? I mean, I don't know 90% of the people that are on those shows, and they made that comment and said, it will be an original. We will be going to this Hollywood cemetery, and these people will be dancing on the graves of ex-Hollywood stars. Wasn't it done well? I laughed my ass off.
I thought that was a great one. They really threw one back on that one. That was well written.
And then the last sentence about people should not throw stones or something like that in reference to the Glass House. And then the other thing is, I noticed today, finally, I slowed it down. The one Big Brother commercial, the one that talks about supersize, most house guests ever, and not one, not two, not three, but four huge surprises. I noticed that, and I'm certainly trying to feed stuff, I guess, or read into things, but the clips that they used in that commercial were from four seasons. They had clips from Big Brother 10, Big Brother 11, Big Brother 12, and Big Brother 13. Now, I am hoping that we don't have returning house guests. I think everybody that I've heard all wants new people, or if they're going to have all-stars, to do an all-stars. But I'm starting to wonder, is it possible? Do you think they're going to bring back five people from each of those past four seasons, and it will be a complete kind of an all-stars? Or what are your thoughts?
Well, what's out there is that two survivors and one Joey from The Amazing Race is going to come in and be part of the house.
I thought, Paul, the very same thing with you. I noticed that as well. You said four, when they said the article said four, and then I noticed there was the last four seasons, and I thought the very same thing. Which ones are they going to bring back? And I also thought about LaJuan. But LaJuan, you know how they had LaJuan in there? They also have Brittany in there and all these. I know LaJuan wouldn't go off and just spill the beans and ruin his opportunity to come back in, but, you know, there's no mention of that. But I thought the very same thing, Paul. I really did.
So,
And I just find it hard to believe there's no real true fans that don't want to go on this show right now.
The other thing that they could do, and I've seen it in other Big Brothers, is they could have some of these people just come in for a short period just to live amongst them but not really have any intention of staying, you know. And I don't know. I just, after, you know, bringing back the Survivor people as team leaders and all that type of thing, I just want it to be one or the other. I just don't like, I don't know. We've talked about that.
Probably four bad Alison Grodner twist is what the four big surprises are.
They should put her in the house.
Oh, gosh.
Boy, wouldn't that be funny?
Who'd be the first one voted out?
She'll be sitting in that box where the fortune teller was.
Oh, my God, I was going to say the same thing. Oh, my God. I'd much rather see the fortune teller come back this year than I had to see, you know, returning house guests. And, Paul, you're right. They could very well put, you know, a couple of those people in there. At this point, I think it would be safe for Big Brother and their future endeavors with their fans and with the ratings. If they're truly listening out there to what fans want, they better put new people in there. I'm hoping, you know, and all along, if Big Brother had been listening, I don't know why they run out of ideas. We see the same competitions. It's the same flop. It's the same punishment. We're used to all of this. If they're running out of ideas, all they have to do is turn on their radio show, I mean, three times a freaking week and listen to the new ideas that we give them every single week for free.
They probably
do. There's been so many great ideas that have been thrown out there, and I just don't know why they don't open their ears and listen. And I know people who have literally told me that they wrote in ideas to CBS and have had their ideas actually come to fruition on Big Brother, that they did listen to them, and that some of their ideas were used on the show. So I know people write in to the show and send them ideas all the time.
Oh, true.
And
you can get Alison Gather's email address real easy.
Yeah, I know people send her ideas.
I got it.
All the time. So why they don't have, like, piles and piles of ideas to use, I'm sure they do. Why they don't use many more of those, I don't know. But it seems like we just get the same ones over and over and over again. And I'm like you. I really hope that it's not a mixed bag again where we have returning house guests, what I call the recycled house guest. I just really, really hope that they're hearing us and don't go that route this year.
Well, I don't think anybody would mind if they came in a recycled house guest to do a challenge or something, you know.
Right.
That, you know, and host that. That I don't think, but after that, I don't know. Because that kind of jumps up the newbies, you know. But to have them live with them, I think that's unfortunate, you know. The
yeah,
only thing I can
it's
think
kind of unfair to them.
Yeah, I would just like to see Evil Dick come in one more time with the pans. Wake everybody up.
Well, he said the last time he went in there and did that it was the same pots and pans that he used to bang over Dustin's head. So that's just who CBS is.
Good right. Grief.
Yeah, but they've done so much this year in promoting and getting old house guests and promoting all across America that they were going to come to certain cities and the big PR. So I can't see them bringing in, recycled house guests. I really can't.
Well,
can you? I mean, they had Dan doing it in Michigan, and they were in Pontiac where the stadium was, and it was full, you know. So, and look at how Michelle Costa was doing hers. They're all over. So, I just think, you know, that there will be all newbies. And I think that, as Paul, you've probably seen, they're calling on 18 cast members this year.
All right. Everybody, just calm down. I am not good with behavior like this, and some people need to take things with a grain of salt. Everybody has their favorite people. Everybody has their opinions of different reality people, and there's no need to engage with. Respect everybody's opinion and just let it go.
What's going on? Is something going on in the chat room?
Yeah, what's going on?
No
hate.
It's I think
cricket.
More often than not, it's just a misunderstanding. It's not understanding people's personalities, their sense of humor. People that you know don't like certain reality people, and people that do like those, and when they, you know, talk badly about people that they like, then they take personal offense to it.
Well,
and
see,
it's
yeah.
just
this is a forum,
it's just
folks.
Not
this is opinions. Don't take anything to heart. That is the one thing, Cherry, what have I told you from day one, you and Paul, about Ron, what Ron Rad taught me more than anything, and what brought me back to this show was the foremost important thing was is I would take offense to players in a house that I didn't even know that was on a TV show, and I would say, oh, I don't like these people, and I did not care for them, and I bad-mouth them. And Ron Rad taught me one thing in life. You can't do that, folks. This is a TV show. People are different human beings when they are not playing in reality TV show land. You may
well,
not like
the
person, and you may not care for them. You have to give them mad props and mad respects because they're in there doing something that we have not given the opportunity to do so. And I want to take this time right now, I never mean to offend any of the other fans that are out there with when I say something that could be potentially ugly. I try to keep in mind, it's most important to me that I keep in mind that everybody's a human being and there's no room for hate. And if someone likes another person more than so, good for them.
True.
Ron was always the first one to give anybody who was in a reality show that had left the show for a reason that was not the most attractive way to leave, the first opportunity to come on his show, because he knew that those people had a good side. And
yeah, what he did with
they're
Tima.
In a pressure cooker situation that most people would not be able to handle. The people that go on these shows are usually people with A-type personalities that can handle the worst type of pressure possible, and they can cope with it and deal with it, you know, with grace. Some people get in there and find out once they're dealt with it that it's not so easy to deal with, and they crack under pressure, and they wind up leaving the show in a not so graceful way. Ron was the first person to invite them on the show and give them the opportunity to show the world that they are a good person and they do have a good heart and they are just a regular person just like you and I, and that they just cracked under pressure. They didn't show their best side, but yes, they are a wonderful human being They're a smart individual who just had a moment and showed the world something that wasn't so very nice, and it happened to be on national television. That happens. Every one of us has had times where we have done something that we wouldn't be so proud to have on national TV.
I'm sorry to interrupt, Sherry, but thank you, people that are stepping up and apologizing. And Thomas, thank you for accepting it. And there's also, we have to remember, we all know sometimes we have days where we're a little more sensitive than others and we're not as accepting of people's, you know, humor, if that's what it is. And thank you, guys. And
I wish I could be in the chat room. I'm so very sorry that I'm not in there right now.
Yeah, that's why I kind of
that's
held
it. That's
that.
It, yeah. Well, it's been hot out, too, and humid, and people are a little short, I think.
Have a
it's
drink.
Okay.
Calm down, folks. Have
yeah.
a drink. Might be limited.
Anyway, so
did anybody watch... I'm sorry to interrupt you, Dina, but have a drink is a good idea. Did anybody watch Barter Kings?
No.
Jerry, I am so upset because I go, shouldn't the Barter King new episodes have been on? And I checked and I go, oh, man, I missed it. So I'm recording the repeat tomorrow night. But anyway, let's also at times... I just want to throw this out. This is something I've learned in talking with my parents, and we all can relate to our parents. Even as we get older, we keep thinking that we're going to change the way they interact with us, but they sometimes still treat us as children because we are their, we are always their babies. And I find sometimes when I feel myself getting irritated, I just choose a different subject and move on. So let's choose other subjects that we can talk about and agree with and just ignore things that we don't. The other thing I learned is that I had a really nasty dog, and I would always react to his bad behavior. And once I learned the training trick, hey, here's another reality show. Hey, Jerry.
Yeah, Dogs in the City.
I was told ignore the negative and praise the positive. And once I started ignoring his negative behavior and just commenting or reacting to his positive behavior, things change. So I choose to ignore things that I don't agree with, and I comment or praise the things, you know, the positive things. So we all can learn from our life's experiences. And no, Cherry, to answer your question again about Barter Kings, I missed the most recent episodes. You bringing them up sounds like they were pretty good ones then?
Actually, to be honest with you, I've seen the first two. I have not seen the next episodes after that, but I just wanted to see if anybody had caught up with the first two. I haven't seen any past that.
Oh, yes, and here's one of the chatters brought up. National Geographic is having a show called The Big Baboon House or something.
How did they get my address?
I'm taping right now the premiere episode of Jay Wow and Snooki.
Oh, my gosh.
Because,
for real?
Yeah, because they were on... I actually like those shows. I'm sorry.
You like their boobies.
Well, yeah, especially Snooki.
Yeah.
Because she's 7 months pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And
so now they're even bigger than the fake ones already were?
They're doing a little... Snooki is not drinking at all or anything, you know, because she's pregnant and she knows it's a boy and all that. But it looks like a Laverne and Shirley kind of show as they live in this big house. And it looks kind of funny. So from the scenes I've seen, and maybe everybody should try that because they're also filming right now a new season of Jersey Shore. So... And then
I'm so done with that show. I am so done with that show.
I'm gonna do what I wasn't gonna watch it this year, but Cherry kind of talked me into watching The Real World, because it does look like it has some good people in it, and it might be very, very interesting this year down in Cancun.
Yes.
So
Saint
I'm gonna.
Thomas.
Yeah, St. Thomas.
Yeah, St. Thomas, yeah. So that might be interesting. So, you know, I'm going to try to watch it.
That starts in 6 days.
Yeah?
Yeah, I turned down that invitation to go live with them people down there.
I can't imagine you being down there, guys.
There'd be a couple of bells. You know what? Well, I need a damn TV show that's called Bell Bondsman. That's what I need.
Yeah, right, because Dog the Bounty Hunter just got kicked off so the air, so you'd be a great show.
Yeah, I imagine I would be.
We had a great show last night with Nabila Hannes from Storage Wars, and she is such a sweetheart. I tell you, she is just a doll. We really had a great time with her last night.
I had a great time listening to her. I did not call in because I was not aware of, you know, I didn't know what to say, what have you, but I really enjoyed last night's show, and she is very smart in what she's doing. There's a lot of storage places. After she said something last night, if you look, she said that a lot of them you'll see will go up for sale, just the whole thing. And I noticed today there's three of them for sale, and I was like, boy, she only knew that they were here, you know, in this neighborhood, she'd come buy them up. She's got one heck of a story, doesn't she, Cherry?
Yes, she does. You know, she was the one that bought Paris Hilton's storage locker.
Yeah.
And she remains the same. She does, you know, she's not someone who is in any way stuck up. She talks to her followers and her fans and just relates to them and is so gracious and so kind. I just can't say enough about her. She is a woman of straight up integrity, intelligence, and just a very, very good woman. I just think the world of her. She really carries herself with grace and dignity, and she doesn't let those guys push her around one iota. I mean, she goes there to do her job, and she does her job, and she doesn't take any shit from anybody.
Cherry.
And
those are big words for you, young lady. Lol.
I can say something once in a while.
Yeah. And you already
sure
ran the disclaimer.
Would have heard that, though.
I ran the disclaimer for you.
I know, but you're the one that's needing it more than I am.
Hey, I have to share with you guys a tweet. The other night, Kevin Campbell tweeted about Glass House. He said, as a certified reality whore, I watch all reality TV, but this Glass House show is a satanic abomination, horrid. So I responded. I said, hey, Kev, how do I get one of those certificates? And Kevin responded to me, if your DVR contains no less than 93% reality programming, you may qualify for a certificate.
I qualify. My TV has 100% reality. I don't have anything on my TiVo that isn't reality.
That was especially for you, Cherry. I was kept forgetting. I hang up the phone. I have all these things that I want to share with Cherry, and there's so many things that I keep forgetting about, and it just popped into my head now, and I still wanted to tell you that about that one.
Well, you know, my husband has been getting off. My husband normally works 10 hours a day, and he's been getting off. He's been working 8 hours a day lately, so he's been getting home 2 hours earlier than he normally gets home. And so have we been going to bed earlier? Oh, hell no. we've been watching 2 more hours of reality TV in a day. So on Monday when he got home, we watched The Glass House, Hell's Kitchen, and Master Chef. Tuesday, we watched Hell's Kitchen, Master Chef, and Deadliest Catch. It was just like every night he gets home, we have 3 hours of reality TV we can watch now before we go to bed. It's been awesome that now we're catching up on all this reality TV that before we had to, like, try to shove in on, you know, Saturday nights and Sundays. We're able to try to, you know, sort of catch up on during the week now. And it's been wonderful. I'm going to hate it when he goes back to 10-hour days. It's been great. And that's all we watch. I'm so fortunate that my husband likes reality TV with me, you know, that we watch the same things together, and he's not one that hates reality TV, and I love it because I don't know what it would be like to be in one of those marriages. I would oh my God, I would pull my hair out.
Does he got a brother?
No, he's got all sisters. Sorry, babe.
Is he coming to the party, Sherry? Rich?
I don't know yet. We're discussing that.
That's going to be
interesting. We may be saving up his vacation days for real vacation. I'm not sure yet.
Oh, that's right. You were talking about that. Leonardo's been writing in asking all these questions. Who's watching what? So I just wanted to let you know, Cherry, he's in the room, in the chat
room. Hi, Leonardo.
Yes, he's been in the room, and he wants to talk about The Glass House because he came in late.
Oh, we've covered that so much already.
Yeah, I think it's almost uncoverable anymore. You know, I hate to say it, but maybe Michelle can close it out for us, you know, because it is a bad show, and I'm sure she'll feel that way about it.
I tell you what, I'm liking Big Brother UK this season. It is absolutely awesome.
I don't watch it. I'm waiting for Australia because I've been watching Africa because they send me every day about 100 clips, and it's interesting. But they're just waiting for the Olympics to finish.
I am watching it, Mr. Mac. I don't get to see every single episode when I pretty much only watch the live streams when they come on and don't go back and watch the YouTube, you know, versions. But did you watch today's show?
Haven't seen today's show, but last night was interesting on Big Brother Bits on the side that they revealed that the discussion of nominations, which was a first for Big Brother UK, where they
right. Let's fill people in on that. Most of these Big Brother, well, a lot of them that I've seen, they do nominate people every week for eviction. Of course, most people know that the public ends up choosing which of the nominated people go home, but the housemates pick who they want to nominate, and it's always been a rule, from what I have seen, that they are not allowed to talk amongst themselves and say, who are you nominating, or I'm going to nominate this person, or after the nomination, who did you vote for? Well, they allowed them up until last night to talk amongst themselves and to even form alliances, and that's kind of unheard of, and it brought in a new dynamic, don't you think, Mr. Mack?
Yeah, it did, but the fans seemed to hate it. But last night on Big Brother Bits on Side, which is like about a 40-minute show that comes on after Big Brother airs, and it comes on every single night. You know, it's on Big Brother. They have an episode every single day, you know, 7 days a week, and they revealed that they are going to go back to the old ways, and they can't discuss nominations now, which is going to throw a total monkey wrench into some of the plotting and scheming that's going on in the house.
Well, they had not, in my opinion, embraced at least most of the and there's 15 of them in there right now. They really didn't take advantage of it like I thought they could. When they go in to nominate, they go into the diary room and they nominate two people. Everyone nominates two people. So there are basically 30 votes with 15 people. And whoever gets the most, the top two and any ties will be up for nomination. Even though they were able to talk ahead of time, and there was a group of them that decided they would vote together, they chose who they were going to vote for, and they basically controlled who was going to get up for nominations, there were 11 people that received nominations. 11 out of the 15 housemates got at least one vote to be up for eviction, and that tells me that not many of them were getting together and agreeing on who they were going to vote for. It was just this small, what was it, about a group of four or five of them, Mr. Mann?
Yeah, I call it the UK nerd herd that right now running the show right now. And there's some of the there's a woman on there named Lydia, and she's fiance of Andy Scott Lee. Is that the guy's name? I can't remember the guy's
who
name.
Means nothing to me, but apparently he's known in the UK, but there's even some of the house guests that go, who's he? So he's not a huge star.
But she's
he participated in some kind of a singing competition like an American Idol or Britain's Got Talent.
He was in that group of deaths, I believe. That's some kind of boy band over there. I think he was in that at one time. I think it's like they return, you know, people in and out of that group, and they get new people and everything. But Lydia is the ultimate shit stirrer, pardon the pun about my French. But she is
a game player, yep.
She'll go to one group and she'll talk to them and plant seeds, and then she'll go to another group and she'll plant seeds and then watch them grow, and then another group. It's amazing. She, I don't like her, you know, personality or whatever, but, you know, again, it's just a show, whatever, but she's playing a brilliant game.
Yep, she absolutely is. But now they are told they are not allowed to speak about anything nomination-related, and if they do, there will be serious punishments. I don't know what those punishments are. Entail. I haven't watched enough to know what in the past.
They're pretty bad.
Yeah. The other thing that some of the chatters who watch BBUK are mentioning is loving the task. And tonight's show had the task that involved the scientists and the lab rats. I don't know if you saw any of that at all, Mr. Mack.
Yes, I've seen that. That was... actually, that was yesterday's show.
Okay, well, tonight they continued with coverage of that because
okay.
This is a task. The whole house has to...
Yeah, but that's okay. You can go ahead and... It's not going
to... The whole house has to take on a task, and if they successfully complete it, they get a bigger food budget, and it's like well over $1,000 a week for their food budget. But if they don't pass it, then they get pretty crappy food. So they're very motivated to complete this task. And they selected three of the 15 to be scientists, and the rest of the housemates were to be lab rats. And the lab rats had to go through, experiments, you know, and the three scientists that were selected had to predict, how they would perform. And the last one that they did, the last one that they did, which aired today, on tonight's show, was they had three people that they were brought into a room, and the scientists were told, if they answer incorrectly, you have to give them a shock. And the first shock is a level 100. And the next shock is a level 200. The next shock... So this is that old experiment, and I forget what it was called, but it was done back in the 50s, where they wanted to see, would people be willing, if they were told to give people electric shocks, would they be willing to do it? And it was amazing how high, people would do it. They weren't indeed getting shocks. But the three people they selected were told by Big Brother, just play along, get the answers wrong, and when they shock you, act like you're really getting shocked. And so the three scientists were, you know, fine, we'll shock them at 100. We'll shock them at the 200, the 300. And they, as they got higher and higher to the 700 level, they were screaming and they were in pain. They said, please stop, please stop. And they were all just acting. And if the scientists decided we're not going to go to the maximum level, 1,000, if they quit and say, we're not going to do it anymore, Big Brother, then they would actually pass. It would be a passing task. And they actually did quit when they got up to about the 700 level. And they said, nope, we're not doing it anymore. But it's an old experiment that was done back in the 50s. I don't know if you remember that or not.
Yeah, I remember seeing seeing film of that. That was, and just they would bring these just people off the street, and they didn't know, you know, said you're going to, and they would, and these people look horrified when they were having to, because these people would, you know, these actors and stuff would be screaming and stuff like that. And it was just, it was crazy.
Anyway, yeah, they've had some interesting tasks. I thought one of the funny ones when they were told to pass a task, you cannot laugh, smirk, or anything for 48 hours.
That was hilarious, too.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry.
They're just the competition.
Let's have Amy call in.
So elaborate.
Vicky, okay, Amy can talk with us.
I'm gonna go screen, Cherry.
Okay.
And there's only 6 minutes left if you're going to extend.
It should have already extended.
Yeah. No, it says 4 minutes and 12 seconds.
Maybe my switchboard isn't working on that either, because my switchboard is saying 33 minutes and 21 seconds.
Okay.
Let's go with Cherry's.
Yeah, it'll be on the.
While Paula's doing that, Mr. Mack, when you were saying that, was explaining about the BB over in UK, I've never watched that, and it sounds so much more interesting. If Big Brother USA, if Big Brother was to call you and say, "All right, Mr. Mack, give me three ideas, and we're guaranteed to use it to make my show better." What would be the first three things that you would want to change about Big Brother USA?
Oh man, that's a great question. That is a really good question. But you know, it's a good question, but it's a hard question to ask. But I would say, and somebody has thrown out the idea too, so I can't take credit for this one, but you know, the house guests get to put two people up on the block, but yet America gets to vote to put a third person on the block.
Yes.
I think that would be a fantastic idea. That way the public gets, but the house guests still get to vote them off or not vote them off, that third person. But that would really, that would help break up, sometimes we get these big cliques forming, that would help break up a clique, and I think that would be a good idea. To me, another one would be show us diary room sessions.
Yes.
None of this coaching crap. Show us some diary room sessions. Show us what's really what they're talking about. That's what makes the UK show really good, because they show a lot of diary room stuff, and that's what makes that show work really well for me. And give them more booze.
Yeah, Mr. Mack, would you agree that? That they probably wouldn't have the time to show the diary room sessions on the broadcast. But if they had that on a channel on the feeds,
I think that'd be a great idea.
Yeah, and that would enrich the feeds. A Real Player would definitely get more people watching it or buying into it, you know, and more booze.
I don't know what you guys are talking about, because I was in the screening room for a bit, but Cherry, you'll notice somebody on the switchboard, and this person said he's not in the chat room, but he just stumbled across us on Blog Talk, and saw that we were about reality shows, and he loves reality shows. He says he's tried to get into Big Brother, but he never did. But I said, that's okay. We talk about all sorts of reality shows. And this guy said, don't hate me, but he is a Housewives fan, and I know we've got some Housewives fans on there, and I always like to include new people. So I told him when we were able, we would bring him up there, but at your discretion, Cherry.
Absolutely. I've actually, I'm trying to get signed into the chat. If you'll give me just a moment.
Okay.
Paul, the question I had thrown out to Mr. Mack, this is just for your reference, is I had asked what would be three things that if Big Brother called you up and said, all right, you super fan, what would you like to change? Three things. And that's the question that was had been
and
asked.
I said, have America vote one.
You know what? It's been brought up, and I never thought about it much before. I basically have enjoyed, for you know, the majority of the things that we've had on our U.S. version. I think I would enjoy maybe having a third person up for nominations that we could vote on. So the House puts two people up, and maybe the fans put another person up for nomination. And or, almost like when we had Eric Stein, we had a vote one week where we, you know, could vote for, throw one of our votes in for the nominated players. Something like that would be okay for me. Not more twists, because they always seem to seem to smell of manipulation, and I don't like that. But
like the saboteur,
yeah,
worst twist ever in my life. Oh my God!
I think that the putting on the diary room sessions, like on Real Player, would be a big plus.
I didn't think of that, but yeah, I would like to see a little more of the diary room sessions. I also, the other twist that I didn't care for was in BB9, where they were paired up. It was like, okay, here you could be a fan of one of the couples and hate the other one, and they both get kicked off. I didn't like, you know, double eviction so fast, you know. I know they had so many people they had to do that, but I didn't care for that twist either.
Okay. I am actually finally in the chat room. I had to go into Internet Explorer and go in under Cherry Garcia, but I am actually in the chat room.
Yay!
I found
a
way in. They can't tell me no. They can't keep me out of my own chat room.
I would love to see new competitions, or if you're going to bring old competitions back, bring some back epic ones like the Checkmate POV competition, season 6. Classic.
Yes.
All right.
Let's bring Amy up, and I want to bring up this new person as well. Hi, Amy. Thank you so much for calling in.
No problem. How are you?
I'm great. Having a rough day technically, but I'm doing well. Thank you. And we have a new caller on the switchboard that I'm very interested to talk to. Rio, thank you so much for calling the Rad Reality Show.
Thank you. I'm very grateful for the fact that it's actually a blog talk radio show that I can talk about my favorite reality TV shows and people actually listen.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So do you watch Hell's Kitchen or MasterChef as well?
I watch bits and pieces of MasterChef. I'm not really a Gordon Ramsay fan because he's so hardcore to the point where he actually pisses me off. So I have to, like, remove myself from the TV because, you know, I'm serious. Ramsay is the type of person that he will bitch slap you. If you like, drill the steak wrong or something, he will literally bitch slap you until you get it right. No. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he's hardcore, that's for sure. Well, I hope you'll hang with us. Myself, Vicky, and Amy are going to very quickly talk about Hell's Kitchen and MasterChef just for a moment,
And then we're going to come back to you and find out what some of your favorite reality shows are, okay?
Okay.
Is that okay with you?
That is fine with me.
I'm going to go because I want to watch Justin Bieber.
You kill me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
Joe, thank you so much.
See you later. Good night.
You
folks.
Have a good night with Justin.
Bye, Joe.
Bye, Joe.
The oldest one here, and he has to go watch Justin, and he loves the Jersey Shore people. I can't take it.
So, you know, he's probably just trying to stay young.
That's true. I love him for it. Okay, Vicki and Amy, I'm so glad we have a few people here that watch Hell's Kitchen and MasterChef with me, because Ron always loved these shows, and I enjoyed so much talking to him about Hell's Kitchen and MasterChef, and now I have you ladies to talk with about these shows. So Hell's Kitchen's first. Let's see. He started off with, was it 15 left in the kitchen?
Oh, it must be around that many, yeah.
I don't remember now.
Yeah, probably.
And it's been a tough season so far. They haven't been pleasing Gordon Ramsay very much so far this season. Vicki, do you want to start?
Well, could you believe when they had the Mexican dinner, or was it Chinese dinner? How Gordon was just throwing those guys out of the kitchen one after the other. Everything they did, you're out. One girl Barbie, she got out a thermometer just to make sure that she wasn't going to get tossed out. She wanted things to be done perfectly. You have a thermometer, you're out.
I think there were more people in the dorms. I think there were more people in the dorms than there in the kitchen.
Yeah, there was only two people in the blue kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
It was funny. When I saw Barbie pull out that thermometer to check the chicken, I was just like, oh, my gosh, if Ramsay sees her with that. And sure enough, he caught her with it, and she was gone. And the guy that had taken over leadership, Patrick, of the Blue Kitchen, he even got thrown out. And Clemenzo, you know, he was a strong competitor in the Blue Kitchen. Those two got thrown out together, I think.
Yeah,
and
yeah, they did.
It was just like, holy crap, who's going to, you know, run the Blue Kitchen with those two gone? But I was really surprised that, I forget how to say her name, Rohina.
Me too.
But the girl that's gone over to the blue team and one other guy finished that entire dinner service with just two people. And kudos to them, because he was on one hell of a bootin' mood that night. And
yep.
He had both teams. He said neither team won. Both teams had to go upstairs and pick two people. And it was pretty heated, and they came down. I don't have notes. I've had kind of a rough week this week, y'all. My mom had some health issues. She had to have, I don't need to go into all this, but she had a CAT scan Monday and had some things come back bad. And then I had her uncle pass away yesterday, so this has been a kind of a rough week for me, and I'm having technical problems tonight. So this has just been one of those weeks that I'd rather forget. But I don't have actual notes, so I'm going strictly by memory. But on the red team, if I remember right, it was Barbie and
Danielle.
Yeah.
And on the blue team, it was Patrick and I forget the other guy's name.
Was it
Guy?
Guy.
Yeah. And so when Gordon Ramsay was ready to start listening to their reasons why they should stay in Hell's Kitchen, Barbie immediately said that she didn't think she deserved to be here, be down in the four that were
making mine, right?
Right, and he said, I agree with you, get back in line. And so she was automatically put back, you know, and I was surprised because she screws up
plenty, and I don't think she's that great of a cook. And she causes a lot of dissension in the red team. Nobody likes her. And so I was kind of, you know, like I said last week and the week before, he's going to keep her because of the drama, because it makes good TV.
Right.
So then it was Danielle and Guy and Patrick. And then what did they do? They left us hanging.
I was shocked. In fact, when I was watching it today, I was saying, wait a minute, there's not enough time here. What's going on?
They left us hanging. I was like, what in the hell is this? So we had to wait until Tuesday to find out who got sent home from Monday night's show. And I was really worried that because in the promos of the following night, you saw where, was his name Lance, I think, or what is it? Royce.
Right.
Was really putting on a show to try to take over captain of the blue team. And I thought, did he send Patrick home? You know, from that line of three people? Because, you know, Patrick has been the sort of head shepherd lead of the blue team. And I thought, gosh, did he send Patrick home? And now Royce is trying to take over, you know, as the lead guy over the blue team now. And so we finally start to see Tuesday's show. And Royce is upstairs on the back patio. Patrick is still there, and they're showing, you know, Roy's trying, putting on this big sort of show, saying I'd be a better, you know, captain or leader of the team and everything. And finally everybody was tired of listening to him and just told him, you know, sort of shut up, we just need to be a team of one, and we all need to step up to the plate. And They finally went back to the three that were standing there, and they showed Gordon Ramsay oust Danielle. And somebody's got kids in the background.
Okay, wait for her. She's sleeping.
And so Danielle goes home, and they are having, is the second night the Mexican night? No, the
I don't remember.
The second night is...
No, it was the fashion night.
The fashion night, right. The first night was Mexican night. The second night is fashion night. And it was the same old, same old. Everybody's just at odds with each other. And it was a mess again. And... Go ahead, Amy. I don't want to do all the talking.
Left,
that's why I have you guys going.
They left that one pretty early, right? I mean, I don't think they didn't even get into the main service. They did. They brought in these three fashion designers for the first challenge, and they had to design plates, I guess, and so that the food looked good. But they had specific things they wanted and spices and things like that, and so. The guys, or the girls won, didn't they?
It was tied, you know, between the...
Yeah, it was tied.
The designers had it tied, and then Gordon liked the one girl, was her name Dana, or Dina?
Yeah.
I don't know, he liked
Dana.
the one girl's dish the most. So because of that,
yeah.
He broke the tie, saying that the women won.
Right. And then they had to... But wait a minute, the girls had to put up the stage, didn't they? For the fashion show?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they did have to put up the stage.
Yeah.
That was a separate challenge, though, wasn't it? Because the girls did win the one that ended up tied, then the girls ended up winning that one.
Right. That's what happens when they have two shows on them two nights.
I know. It's so confusing.
Yeah, I can't remember who won...
Right.
Yeah, they won one challenge and lost the other, because one day they lost, they had to put up the stage, and then the guys had to go shopping.
And that was the fashion one, I think, because the stage was the fashion show. And then it just ended, didn't it?
And Robin is the one that stayed inside with a screwdriver and laid on her back and just didn't help the girls carry any of that stage in at all. When they started the show, they had three models walk in. One was a model of the 50s, and she had like a Jell-O mold and a TV tray. And then the next one was a model of the 70s, and she had a fondue set in, and so it was like the 70s type food. And the next one was the 90s, and that was some sort of Thai infusion or something.
Yeah.
And so they were talking about the different types of foods and how trends affect food just like they do fashion.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how they went into the whole fashion thing.
Right. But they didn't do the main course. It just ended, didn't it? I mean,
yeah, it's another one of those that is to be continued.
Continued, and it was like, what? Why are you leaving us here? I was surprised. Yeah, yeah. What do you think about the previews when the girl goes over and steals the guy's beef?
Oh, I know, huh? That's going to be next week.
Yeah, right. I saw the previews where it did get back to the fact that Robin was the one that sent the girl over. Robin ran out of meat, but of course she didn't go steal from the guys herself. She sent, I think it was Dana's who she sent over to go get it. It does get back to that it was Robin who ran out of meat though.
Right.
And then Gordon starts scolding her over it. But you know, that's like when Kimmy told the girl to put the fish down on the tray that had the meat on it, and then neither one would say that they're the ones that did it.
I'm like,
to me, I would, the one who actually did put it on there, I would have just stepped up and told him, I asked Kimmy where to put it, and she said put it on this tray, so I did. It was her station, so yep. she did what Kimmy asked her to do in her station.
So we need to go ahead, I guess, and move on very quickly on to MasterChef, because I do want to give Rio a chance to talk because he's new on our show, and I want to find out what he's been watching. Amy, do you watch MasterChef? I don't think you watched MasterChef,
do you? No, I don't.
Do you?
No.
Oh.
No.
Well, you can stay on with us anyway.
Okay. I watch MasterChef.
MasterChef has a blind girl on, and the guy that won the initial challenge, which is called the blind box challenge or something like that, he won this initial challenge, and he got to go back and pick from the proteins and decide which person got either canned crab or live crab. And then he got to go up and stand up in this upper deck and watch people cook their food. And he got to just watch, and he didn't have to actually participate in the challenge. So he gives this blind girl a live crab. It was just such the wrong thing to do. But she showed him, and she worked that crab. She does have somebody who is allowed to take her by the arm and guide her around when she has to go and get her produce and that kind of thing from the pantry. And when she cooked her crab, she cooked it beautifully. She was able to clean the crab. She did get pierced by the crab. She had to have a medic come and band-aid her. But she actually fixed one of the most beautiful dishes and was one of the top three who got to take their dish down to the judges and present it to the judge, and really showed this guy what it was about. And his best friend who he also gave a live crab to, but he gave him a live crab because he thought he was doing him a favor. He really screwed the crab up, and all he used of the crab was the crab legs, and he threw the whole center of the crab basically away, and the judges just yelled at him for it and said, you threw away and wasted a $60, you know, crab that anybody would have loved to have had and made it basically worthless. And they almost sent him home for it. He wound up in the bottom three. So the whole thing really backfired on him. And it was kind of fun to watch. These cooking shows are ruthless. And people think that, you know, this is just a cooking show and, you know, it's boring to watch. But there is as much backstabbing and ruthlessness that goes on in these cooking shows as there are in...
Jerry, I have heard people that watch those shows that wish they had 24/7 feeds.
Mm. I'm telling you, I would love to see that because there is some real intense ruthlessness going on, and there are some people that absolutely hate each other, and you just wonder what goes on behind the scenes. So. That, I mean, they took them out. The first challenge they did was they actually flew them out in helicopters out in the middle of nowhere, and they had to feed 201 Marines out in the field, and they had to cook out in the field on basically barbecue pit kind of fire pit kind of things. And for them to go out there and cook that kind of food for 201 men and women and produce a great, or you know, just not just an ordinary meal, but a great meal that, you know, chefs produce in the middle of nowhere and make it look, you know, fancy and finesse and do what they do. I don't know how they do it, but the things they put them through are amazing. I don't know how they come up with some of the challenges they come up with, but they're ruthless on these shows. And
right.
The
chefs had to decide what to make too. You know, like come up with a creative dinner. And wasn't the instruction for that they had to have a protein, a starch, and a vegetable?
Mm-hmm.
And then come up with a meal on their own, but it had to have each one of those three things on the plate. I'm like, that's a big challenge.
It is. It was amazing to watch them all compete out there. So Rio, tell us what your favorite shows are.
Oh God. Oh well. Get ready. I am a big fan of all the Real Housewives franchises.
Which one is your favorite?
Oh God, Atlanta. I mean, come on now. Let's just be honest. I watch all of them, but I really like Atlanta. I really dislike New Jersey.
Oh, so you like it when they get feisty?
Well, feisty, yes, because it's their woman. Period. Anytime you get a reality show with seven or six different women with different personalities, yes, something is going to clash. But there's a fine line between clashing and just plain flat stupidity. And that's what's going on with New Jersey is this is what's going on in New Jersey. You know, this show's been on like, I think, three or the family that stayed together for the first two seasons is now falling apart. Because of one lousy woman.
This is true.
I don't.
Tell me, do you watch Mob Wives?
Yeah, that's what I was going
to
ask.
Oh God. Oh yeah. I do watch Mob Wives. I'm not going to lie to you. I do not watch Mob Wives Chicago. I saw the sneak preview of it, and no.
We're huge Mob Wives fans here. In fact, lots of times on Monday night, our guest or main co-host is Michelle Costa, who was on Big Brother 10. And we talk up Mob Wives, and we have loved watching Mob Wives. I don't watch the the Housewives series, but I do watch Mob Wives. And when you said getting a bunch of girls together that will turn, you know, get feisty, that's what popped into my head. Those girls get feisty on that show.
You know, this is what I like about Mob Wives. Those girls, whether you like it or not, all of them are tough. All of them have been through a great deal with each other. But I think also at the same time, they become so tough, it's almost like they've forgotten to learn how to be a woman.
I can agree somewhat with that, you know, but some of them have been forced to be that rough and that gruff because of the life they've lived, and some of them are still raising children as single moms, and you have to give them a little bit of credit because they're...
I give them credit, especially my heart goes out to, what's her name? Renee. My heart goes out to Renee because
she really went through it this past season.
Yeah, because let's be honest. If your ex-husband was trying to get back in your picture, they was only trying you and only was trying to get back together just to get out of going to jail. Yeah, you probably would have been emotional too.
And wore a wire to send your father back to prison when he just got out of prison. Oh my gosh.
Exactly. So my heart goes out to her. I love Big Ange.
She's got a show coming.
Yeah, she's got a show coming out all her own now.
Right. It's like she grew on everybody. So I like Big Ange. Well, the only one I cannot stand is Karen's friend.
I agree.
It's like I can understand the fact that she and Karen are like sisters, so we have to learn and respect that. But Karen's friend, that's a girl who's trying to start up the most BS.
She has got a big spoon, doesn't she?
She stirs the shit. Right. It's like she goes through the same thing that other wives are going through, but also at the same time, it's like she enjoys being a bitch. And
yep.
There's a fine line between just trying to be a bitch and love being a bitch. I hate the girl.
Well,
I hate the show.
Let me tell you, Rio, you got to come back on Mondays. You're on the East Coast. It's 7 o'clock on Monday nights, and we do a lot of Mob Wives talking with Michelle Costa. But we're going to have to wrap it up now because we're running out of our maximum allotted time. I hope you come back and join us again, Rio.
We've only got just about 2 minutes, and I have to close the show. But thank you, Rio. We want you to come back, and I will talk my Real Housewives with you next Thursday if you come back. And join us on Mondays because we have a great show on Mondays, like Paul said, at 7 p.m. Eastern. And we hope you'll join us again.
I definitely plan on it.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mac, Amy, Vicky.
Later.
Everyone, Dina, everybody that's called in tonight, Joe, I just want to thank everybody who's called in tonight and joined us. I'm so sorry for my technical difficulties tonight. Hopefully I'll have that straightened out by Monday. I want to thank you all for joining us. I hope that I'm going to be able to play Ron's clip tonight. I will close the show with Ron as I always do. Thank you all so much for being with us tonight and joining us for our Thursday Roundtable show. You all take care and say a prayer for Phil that he continues to be on that road to recovery. He's with us tonight, but we want to make sure that he continues to be with us. So keep going with prayers. Here's Ron to close the show.
I want to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in. God bless you, and thank you for listening to the show.
And it was a great one.
Take care, everyone. Have a great night. Have a great weekend. We hope to see you Monday. God bless.